gentlemen. It's the Sydney radio show that stood the test of time. Now,
absolutely brilliant.
Into its third decade, rocking Saturday mornings on Triple M.
Now, can't stop. Ready and now.
Listen to the crowd roar.
Famous for big name hosts you know and love.
Would you put your hands together?
The voices of sports.
Wow.
The famous Triple M heritage alive.
And here we go.
And keeping the dream alive. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
So welcome back.
Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor.
Yeah, welcome back. Saturday morning with the Dead Set Legends. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And what a show we've got for you today. Should be an absolute cracker. Wonderful guests and lots to talk about. Of course, the Australian Open. Osaka versus Brady tonight. And then the boys, the Joker or the Flogger up against Medvedev on Sunday night. Should be a cracker. I think Channel 9 have done a fantastic job with the tennis. Really enjoyed it. Never thought it was going to work. Because it seemed to Channel 7 did it so well and 9 did the cricket, but they seemed to have swapped over quite nicely. How's your week been, Del?
For me, very low-key. It's been good. Just recharging the batteries. I was all social media this week. No golf this week.
No golf?
No, a little bit, you know, a bit of a Netflix week, mate. You know, also, when it rains, the big man doesn't like when it rains.
He does lockdown.
Yeah, I sort of... So I watched, you know, a little bit of Cobra Kai and a few other things.
How good.
So good.
Is there a new series in that?
I got to the end of the third series.
Oh, third series. Yeah. Loved it. What about you, Dill? Did you have a good... What about you, Jude, you had a good week?
Mate, really good. Obviously, just had the week off last week. I feel like a racehorse just after, you know, having a spell. And
so why couldn't you come in?
Yeah. Okay, so I was on lockdown for... Meant to be there for 5 days. Yeah. And in the end, the rules changed. So I was locked down for 2 hours. It was the hardest 2 hours of my life, really. But to be honest, I got a chance to listen to the show and I, you know, sit back and I was worried because possession's 9/10 of the law and I thought Hads is coming in here,
yeah, he's
I'm
solid
gone.
Too, Hads, yeah.
But I listened to the first 5 minutes and I realised you two blokes are dribbling like normally. So I was happy, but I did catch one little bit and this is what I heard in the opener.
Mate, Jude Bolton's in lockdown with his wife. I feel sorry for actually Jude because Lynette, she's got more energy than me.
Yeah, she's a lunatic.
She's a lunatic. And I told Lynette that you'd said that. She goes, Gus hardly even knows me. He only just slides into my DMs now. <man. laughs>
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Set of six.
Yeah, an opportunity for Jude and I to ask Del some questions about the game of rugby league. Six of the big hard-hitting questions. Let's go for it, Jude.
Right, Del, there's plenty of speculation around John Morris's job security at the Sharks. For John to keep his job with the club, does he just simply need to make finals this year?
Well, I think he's got, I reckon, top four. But also, Shane Flanagan, there's a massive push for Shane Flanagan to go back there. But I like what John Morris is doing there. You know, he's brought some young players in. Andrew Fafita's got fit. They really need to push it this year. Sean Johnson needs to be his best too.
So you think they have to make the top four for him to keep his job?
I think so.
They crawled into the eight last year, knew they were going to get beaten in the first round.
Yeah.
Top four, when you think of all the improvement the other clubs have made, that's impossible.
It's going to be massive. But the Sharks, they need something they haven't had much over the last, you know, few years.
Right, James Seguiaro was handed a backdated 20-month ban following a positive drugs test. He can now return to the NRL in June. Which clubs could use a player like Seguiaro?
Oh, mate, there's a few clubs that could use him, but I just think, you know, I know what James brings to a club when he's on, so if you're going to take a gamble on him, which you know, some clubs will because they'll use him as that utility value, and he'll want to make amends for what he's done. Respect to him for getting on the tools, obviously working the coffee shop, doing what he's doing. There's a few clubs that could use him.
Which ones?
I think the Sharks could. I think, you know, the Dragons could use him as a utility player there. Obviously, his mate Corey Norman's there. So I just think, you know, he gives you that X factor. Even when he's at the Broncos, I rung Sebo and said, mate, well done on signing him. And, you know, and Sebo said he brought a lot to the club.
All right, speaking of the Dragons before, did Anthony Griffin make the right call in selecting Ben Hunt as the new Dragons captain?
Look, I think so. I think... It's time for Ben Hunt to stand up. I know he's on massive money there, but look, they could have went with Tarek Sims. They could have went with the young Zach Lomax, but I think Ben Hunt is their man. And Anthony Griffin has brought him through at the Broncos, so he trusts him.
What about this one? It's a huge question, mate. The greatest Indigenous rugby league player of all time, in your opinion? Gee, that's a tough question.
It's so tough because, mate, when you think about it, you think of Artie Beetson, Thurston, G.I., Cliffy Lyons. But for me, I think Artie just in front of Thurston.
Okay. Craig Bellamy announced that Dale Finucane and Jesse Bromwich are going to be the co-captains there at the Storm. Are they the right two men to lead the Storm?
Yeah, 100% they are. I think, you know, they complement each other well. I think Cam Munster, he just needs to play, you know, just to play football. I know he would have come into the mix, but at the moment he's got a couple of years left, you know, to get that opportunity. And Cam Munster is one of those X-factors. But I reckon those two blokes are the right blokes for the job.
Does not pull the wrong rein too often, does he, Craig Bellamy? No. What about this? Cameron Smith, the drama continues, and we'll talk about him in Flog or Not, not too long
you
for
got
that.
Your hands up in the air.
Wow. He's spotted training solo on the Gold Coast. Mal Meninga says the Titans won't be signing him. Now the Broncos the front runners. Cam said he's still undecided. The saga continues. We're only a couple of weeks out.
I just tried to put a finger on what's happening here with Cam Smith. I just thought he was trying to maximise his options with his sponsorship and everything else. And
the book, it was originally, wasn't it? You said let him get through the book. Dude, that's been done for a few months.
Yeah. Mate, I just think he
must
retired.
He must be just wrestling it.
He must be. Like the Tom Brady situation, you know. The Broncos could use him, but is he going to do it? He didn't want to go to the Broncos when he was 16, 17. He sat there, Wayne Bennett, and said, look, you know, I'm going to go to Melbourne. There's a better opportunity there for me. I just don't know if he'd go back, if he'd go to Brisbane for 1 year.
Do you reckon the Titans are a top four team if he signs for a couple of years?
I still think thereabouts now.
Without him?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've bought well, and they've got those young players, and they've got a really good coach, Justin Holbrook. But yeah, the Cam Smith saga, I love Cam, but just let us know what's going on, brother. Yeah.
Like I said, we'll talk in Flog or Not about him in a moment.
Even Thurston said he's called him 10 times, no reply. So when Thurston's calling you, Cam's playing the game better than anybody.
Okie dokes. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Bo Ryan. It's all about his new TV show on Channel 10. We'll talk to Bo in a moment.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
Our next guest grew up in the Illawarra, amongst other sporting royalty like Wayne Gardner, Brett Lee, and... No, that's it. His NRL career started at the West Tigers, where he played over 100 games, scoring 46 tries, before he went to the Sharks for a season and then announced his retirement after an ongoing neck injury. While he killed it on the field, he's known best for his work on The Footy Show, and in 2014 also released a single with Justice Crew. So I guess they can't all be winners. Please welcome, off the bench, Dead Set legend, questionable Bo Ryan.
Yeah, they're the big fella, Bo Ryan. Welcome to the Dead Set Legends, brother.
I like that. That was good.
Good on you,
where's
mate.
The Dell? I was waiting for the Dell to chime in there somewhere. No,
mate. It's not always about me, mate. How you been, all right?
Hey, one thing I know, bro, it is always about you.
Always. I'm glad you clarified that, mate.
Hey, mate, the amazing race, Sunday through Tuesday, 7:30, only on Channel 10. How much have you enjoyed it, mate? It looks like heaps of fun.
Mate, I've enjoyed it, but I'm not going to lie, it was tolling. We were away for nearly 3 months. Obviously, we had COVID problems, September, October, November, and back now, still doing press, just got back from Adelaide. But national show, super proud of it, not only for... the ratings are good, and you know, we live and die by the numbers. Like when you play footy, as long as you win, it doesn't really matter. The numbers are good, but in saying that, just seeing Australia and showcasing a lot of the places, like we go to Cooper Petey Sunday night, putting some of the smaller places on the map. We didn't get to Wollongong, unfortunately. but next year, this season, we're going again soon. So the way the world's going, it looks like we're going around the country again.
But it's Jude. I mean, when you sit down and watch those sort of shows, sometimes you go, I could do that, or, oh, that looks really tough, and that sort of stuff. But you're scared of heights. You had to run a few of the challenges before even the contestants got a chance. What was that like?
Yeah, see, I'm okay with most of the challenges. I mean, anything involving animals, I don't know. I've got this calmness over animals. I don't know what it is. Women, different story. but I enjoy, I do, when I sign on, I enjoy to do all the challenges. The Canadian host is a star, he does, and one of the Asian hosts does it as well. I said yes to all the challenges. Heights, I just feel like I'm going to die, man. I feel like I'm going to be, you know that guy on YouTube that just dies with a rope snap? I just feel like that was going to be me, but It was grueling. I mean, a lot of footy players, and I want this on record, would be awful at our show.
Yeah.
It's not like Survivor. It's not like FAF. It's mentally tough. I mean, a lot of time in transit. But our show is mainly, I mean, you need to be fit. You need to swim, run, jump and all that. But you need to problem solve, man.
Yeah.
You need to be a problem solver. And I'm not good at that. But it was very tiring. I was away for a long time. I spoke to Del a couple of times.
Yeah, you did.
One night when I had a few too many, just knocking the shackles off. You know, you've got to just release some steam.
It's all good.
Up at Sunshine Coast. But it was a grueling show, man, and I'm super proud of it. I can't be any more proud.
Mate, let's talk about the footy for a moment. Obviously, you played at a couple of clubs, but you're most known, obviously, for your time at the Tigers. Vastly underrated winger, I reckon, big fella. How do you think the Tigers, A, will go this year? And if you had to put 10 bucks on someone, who do you think is going
to
win it?
Tigers will be better. To answer your first question, Tigers will be better. I'll still go in there a little bit and see Madge. I mean, the COVID problem was a problem, but now Robbie Farah's still involved with the club. I think they'll be better. I still think they're a star player away from giving it an honest crack. I really do. I like that they've got Jimmy Roberts, and hopefully he's from all reports, training well, and he's on track. I do like them. I think they'll be better. Their forwards are tough. If they get injuries, they're gone. Mm. Same as the Sharks. They've both got pretty good rosters, but if they get a couple of injuries to, like, Brooks and a couple of their forwards, they're in trouble. If I had to put 10 bucks on a team, well, mate, you'd be stupid to bet against Penrith at the moment. That was so good last year, and I know you guys see a lot of the guys in the studio, and they were babies last year, man. Jerome Luai, Steve Crichton, they're only still, they're 15, 16 years old. I don't even know how old they are. They're bigger, stronger, faster. If I had 10 bucks or I had to put my life on someone, I'd go them.
Now, big fella, we heard on Kyle and Jackie O, you're getting $800,000 for the 3 months'
wedge.
Work. I'm sure your wife's fine to cope with the kids with that sort of wedge coming in. How do you get paid? How do you get paid so much for that?
Yeah. I don't know, man. They just that's what they do these days. It wasn't 3 months. It was 6 months' work when you add up the
still, $800,000.
Yeah, it's good. It's okay money. It's okay. I mean, it's not Channel 9 money.
Well, it's not IPL money.
IPL next for you, mate.
Yeah.
It's not what we used to be on over there at 9, you know what I'm saying? But, no, it's good. I love it at 10, man. Obviously, I left. I had a year to go at Channel 9. I loved the place. And obviously, there was a lot of changes and the show changed, as we know. And I just didn't see a plan there. And, I had one meeting at Channel 10 and it just feels like home. They've really thrown me the keys to this show. And I wasn't a huge fan. I didn't know too much about the global Amazing Race. I watched the Australian one, and they let me be myself, and I really feel comfortable there. And I don't know, it's like being at a footy club, man. I feel I go in, I see a lot of familiar faces. I feel really happy there, and you know, when you're happy, you're doing your best work.
Yeah, that's fantastic, mate. Well, congratulations. Thanks for joining us for a little bit this morning. We've really enjoyed chatting to you. Best of luck with the show. As we said, Sunday through Tuesday, 7:30 p.m, only on Channel 10. Catch Bo on the Amazing Race Australia. Thanks a lot, brother.
Killing it.
Thanks, mate. And, you know, you can't believe everything you read, Gus. You know that.
I do understand.
We don't get out of bed for seven figures, do you? You know that.
Yeah. Well done, brother.
Yeah, the boys.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh,
now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
It's time to fire up the volume. Time to fire the volume.
Fire it up, boys.
Flog or not, I love this bit. Ash Barty's nemesis, Carolina Muchova.
Mushova,
who conveniently took a medical timeout after she was getting absolutely flogged. She was a set down and a breakdown. She goes off for 10 or 15 minutes. Hardly then lost another game. There's got to be an inquiry.
No, I've got no problems with that.
Not a flog. You're allowed. It's part of the game.
Ash Barty, she's got to be mentally tougher.
No, I just thought...
That's why she's not the real world number one.
Oh, my goodness.
It's part of the rules. You're allowed to actually take a medical timeout, and she used it to her advantage,
and
so be it.
Ash said that too, so well done to her.
Okay, I reckon she's a flog. What does a flogger made to think?
Not a flog.
What about Novak Flogovic? Earlier in the Australian Open, was battling a serious injury. If this wasn't a normal tournament, if this wasn't a major, I wouldn't be playing. Mm. What a load of BS. He's playing better tennis than I've ever seen, and I'm pain and injury free now, even though he's played a couple of five setters. What a flog.
Flog for me. Hopefully Medvedev wins it.
Me too.
Flog.
Frog.
Yeah, New South Wales Waratahs. What was that last night? Enjoyed it on Channel 9. Did a great job, I thought, on Stan and on Gem. Embarrassing loss to the Queensland Reds, 41-7 in last night's Super Rugby season opener. Are the Waratahs flogs or not?
Flogs. Give us a bit of hope. Give us a bit of hope early in the season.
Yeah. What about you? Flocks. You're a Waratah. You're a Waratah.
I'm a Queensland Red, mate. I'm a Queensland Red, mate. 5 years there, brother. Jump
off. Waratahs, flogometer.
Not a flog.
Oh, okay. Going to give them a few more matches. Okay. What about Nikki Gemmell from the Australian? She called golf an elitist sport and applauded Clover Moore's move to reduce the Moorpath Golf Club from 18 to 19 holes. Flog or not?
Yeah, flog. It's a great little course. 18 holes, keep
it's
it that way.
It's a great public course. Flog.
Flog.
Yeah.
Flog.
Yeah. Cameron Smith still doesn't know if he wants to play on in 2021, and we're the only weeks away from starting the season. Is Cameron Smith a flog or not, Wendell?
Not.
So what this part of his behaviour is not floggish?
This mate, is a flog effort. It's a flog effort.
He's the goat, mate. He can do it every once
in a while. He's not the goat.
Yes, he's a goat.
I don't think he's a flog personally, but I think it's a flog effort. He's got to, just got to get on with it.
Tell us what's happening.
Yeah.
You don't reckon he deserves to, he's so big in the game, he doesn't have to tell the fans that actually make him that good what's going on.
He's a Queensland legend. I love him. I love you, Cam.
What's the flogometer say?
Frog.
Yeah, thank you very much. What about Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg for banning users from viewing or sharing news which included vital health and government services? Mark, are you a flog or not?
Flog, absolutely.
Absolute flog.
What's this new voice you've got on?
I don't know. This is one of my personalities.
But also, don't go to Facebook for your news anyway. Before that.
That's a fair point. But people tend to have it open, so, you know, it's a nice little, it's easy, and we like easy.
We like easy.
Zuckerberg, you're a flog. What does the flog mean to say?
Not a flog.
Controversial.
Very controversial. Okay, we're going to talk Australian Open tennis in just a minute. Don't go anywhere here on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. And we'd please love you to be part of the conversation on 133353. Anytime you hear anything you'd like to have a chat about. We're talking about the tennis now, the Australian Open, the women's final tonight, only on 9 and 9 now from 6:30. It's going to be the American Jennifer Brady takes on the Australian Open winner of 2019, Naomi Osaka. And to talk about that, we've got Alana Dokic from Channel 9 on the line right now, boys. G'day, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
We're fantastic. Really looking forward. It's been a wonderful tournament, all through all the dramas and stuff that's been thrown at us. You guys have done a brilliant job, and now we're here at the ladies' final. Are you looking forward to that tonight?
Yeah, look, I really am. It's been quite a fortnight, and, you know, a lot went into just trying to make this tournament happen. It's exciting. It's exciting to have the women's final on tonight. We've got some crowd as well, which is great. But, we've got two great players in the final. We couldn't have asked, I think, for a better one. And they had a tough match at the US Open last year, so only a few months ago, in the US Open semi-final. So I think it's going to be a big one tonight.
Who wins in your eyes, Ilana? I mean, obviously, Osaka, last year's champion, and then Brady has come through and beat a number of good players throughout her run to the final. So who wins in your eyes?
Look, it's a tough one to call. Like I said, they had a very tough one a few months ago, and it was at a Grand Slam at a semi-final stage. So very similar to today. I think at the end of the day, you have to go, I think, with Osaka. She's the favourite. She's played some great tennis and saved actually a couple of match points already in her quarterfinal match. And I think if you really had to kind of get down to it, you would have to go with a favourite, and that would be Osaka.
Can I ask, do you think that's the last we'll see of Serena Williams in the Australian Open? Because she looked pretty devastated when Osaka beat her.
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of talk about that. But, I think she was just really disappointed because, this is probably some of the best tennis that she's played in the last few years. And, she's now played in the four Grand Slam finals since she's come back 3 years ago. Hasn't been able to win one. There's a lot riding on it as well. It's that 24th record equaling. She's got 23. So I think there's a lot of going on there. I think we just saw her, at a moment where she was really, really disappointed. I think with Serena, It's just a, you know, see you later, but not a goodbye at the moment. That's my take on it. I still think that she'll still be out there. She'll be competing at least for a few more years, and she's not going to give up. And, you know, I think she's genuinely believes that she's got at least one more Grand Slam title, and I think a lot of people do, and I do as well.
Yeah, me too.
Yelena, if we turn our eyes to the men's final on Sunday night, Djokovic versus Medvedev, it was interesting hearing Medvedev interviewed after the match, just saying all the pressure's on Djokovic, he's just going to take it on. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, look, I think we've got two unbelievable players in the men's final. Djokovic, I think we're not really surprised he's won, you know, eight times here. He plays so well. He loves the conditions. He loves Australia. But Medvedev, in my eyes, also a little bit of a same thing. Yes, he was in the half with Nadal and Tsitsipas, but he hasn't, you know, lost the match. He's won three tournaments now in a row. He's 11-0 against top 10 players in the last few months alone. So I think that speaks for itself, and number three in the world. So, look, I think it's been something that's just been coming and building, and definitely people see him as the next potentially Grand Slam champion, no doubt about that. I think, you know, he's ready. I think he's got the game for it. He's got the mind for it. Yes, he'll be extremely tough against Novak, but he'll take a lot out of playing that US Open final a couple of years ago against Nadal, which was five sets. The thing with Medvedev is he's strong enough to go five sets in Grand Slam, especially in a Grand Slam final, but again, if it comes down to it and you had to pick one, it would have to be Novak. But Medvedev definitely is not going into that match without a chance. And the fact that he knows that he can go out there and just swing freely because he has no pressure on him, that's always dangerous.
Look, congratulations from all of us here just for getting the tournament on and doing a great job on Channel 9. We've really enjoyed it. And thank you so much for coming on the Dead Set Legends this morning. And really enjoy the next couple of finals. Should be a cracker.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And be part of the conversation, 1-3-3-5. So we're going to ask you this question now. Off the back of Lee Matthews, the AFL legend, saying this: in team sport, I have always believed champion players make champion coaches, not vice versa. The great Tom Brady is currently a prime example. And he said that off the back of Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl again. I've got to say, I agree with him. I haven't obviously played sport at the highest level, but my thoughts are, if you've got champion players, they're going to be the ones that are going to win you the games, and they're going to make that coach look better than he actually is. What are your thoughts, Jude?
Oh, I'm a little bit the other way. I think the coach is the one who sets the strategy, is able to pull the best out of everyone. And there's some sports particularly where, you know, even if you do have a champion player, it's just there's no synergy between the team. They look like they've just met each other. I look at, you know, the Bellamys, the you know, Alistair Clarks and Nick Saban, who's the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. They're able to pull this team, put teams together, and just create such a strong culture and club that supersedes and makes those fantastic players.
What do you think, Del?
I think they go hand in hand. I think, you know, those champion players with champion coach, you know, look at Phil Jackson over the years, you know, look at Wayne Bennett when he's had Darren Lockyer or Alan Langer come through. That I think you work.
Well, that's
together.
The question is, yeah. Langer would have been good in any team. He didn't need Wayne Bennett. Michael Jordan didn't need Phil Jackson.
Yeah, I think he did. I think some of those players certainly need that coach. You know, when we look at Lee Matthews, obviously, you know, I know you spoke about it. I think sometimes they do go hand in hand. Mate, you can be a champion player at a club and not lead them to the promised land. You know, we've seen it with Jarryd Hayne over the years.
So you think it's more the coach? You think it's more the coach too, Jude? I think it's the player that makes the coach. Give us your thoughts. 1-3-3-5-3. What are your thoughts on that? Is it the champion player that makes the coach, or is it the other way around? And we have a super duper gift. It's worth $400.
Wow.
This is District X huge extreme sport and music festival set to hit the International Regatta Centre in October. The passes we're giving away are worth over $400. 14 extreme sports, live music and more. Get your tickets at District X for October 29 to 31. Your calls after this.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Here's Brady's pass. It's Gronkowski! Back again! The biggest tandem for touchdowns now in postseason history. The old Patriot teammates reunite in the Super Bowl for a score.
Yeah, and that's got us thinking on 133353. Your thoughts off Lee Matthews saying this: in team sport, I've always believed champion players make champion coaches, not vice versa. The great Tom Brady is currently a prime example. And of course, there audio of him in the Super Bowl when he got the job done after leaving the Patriots.
Phenomenal effort. I mean, he went down there. He's been largely in lockdown, so he's hardly been able to build a relationship with the wider team. And they're massive organisations, NFL clubs. But then for him to orchestrate that and deliver a seventh Super Bowl over his time is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. And that made me think that, you know, Tom Brady, he was obviously at the Patriots, did a great job there. He leaves there. That team doesn't make the playoffs. Mm. And I'm thinking Tom Brady's actually more important to that franchise than the coach. And that's what Lee Matthews is saying here. But you guys don't believe that to be the case.
I just think sometimes there's so many stories of player from teams bringing in the best player across the sport and then not delivering. There's so many stories across the journey where everyone gets all hyped up about it and doesn't deliver.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's why, look, even when Brady, you know, when he went, he brought two or three players, you know, when you get to have your say in who you bring across, I mean, that's when you've got a bit of aura about you as well.
Absolutely. We'll be throwing you out there on 133353 for your chance to win a good prize as well. Mm-hmm. The 14 Extreme Sports live music and more. Get your tickets at districtx. Nathan from Newcastle, what are your thoughts? Is it the player or the coach?
I think it's the actual... Good morning, gentlemen, I should say.
Sorry. Morning,
thanks,
mate.
Nathan.
Morning, mate.
I actually think it's the player. He's the one that... He has the natural ability. The coach pulls the strings on guys and things like that, understandable, but I think it's actually the player.
Yeah, I agree as well. There's no way Tampa are winning that Super Bowl without Tom Brady. And
well, what have they been for the last few years?
Exactly.
You just look back at the last 3 to 4 years of the history.
Yep.
And then this guy walks in and just such natural talent.
Yep, totally right. And what about Bourne in Freshwater? G'day, brother.
Good day, fellas. How are we?
Yeah, good. Well, what are your thoughts? Is it the coach or the player?
Well, I actually think they both go hand in hand. I think they complement each other. I think, you know, as a player, you've got the skill set. You create the culture and the environment within the playing group. But I think the coach also, without an ego, allows that to be shined through and sort of keeps the balance within the team throughout the whole, you know, competition.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
make,
Dale said. That's
you make
said.
A lot of sense. What about Scotty and Cronulla? G'day, Scott. How are you, brother?
Yeah, g'day, mate. If you think about Bellamy and what he's done with, like, Josh Adokar and a few of the forwards that sort of come from teams that haven't been so successful, and what he's done with those boys, it's just been amazing.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that that he makes players better, and they are. But what I'm saying is, could he actually coached Bellamy for New South Wales against Slater, Cronk, and Smith, and got toasted up in the in the State of Origin. So aren't those players making him a better coach? Aren't those players being so good that makes him actually a better coach?
Yeah, sort of. But at the same time, you're looking at a higher rep level there versus a more of a
club
club level that basically you can actually make somebody shine where you're versing, you know, your Lockyers and your Smiths and whatever. They're a whole bunch of talented top players that sort of gel against each other. So it's very hard to make a good player better than what they are.
Good points. Three great callers. Who are we going to give the...
I reckon Bourne.
Bourne from Freshwater. I think he'll go to District X, I think.
Beautiful, Bourne. You're going to get it, big fellow. Huge Extreme Sport and Music Festival.
Yeah.
The tickets are worth $400 each. And please, 14 Extreme Sports, live music and more. Get your ticket to District X. It's on October 29 to 31. Bourne, you are going along here with the Dead Set Legends. Look forward to more of the show in the second hour.